Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and a good morning to you. I'm David Fair. We'll have more election results and reaction for you at 8:30. Right now, I'd like to welcome you to this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature every Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. The Ann Arbor Housing Commission is launching a couple of new affordable housing projects, Healthy Buildings, and the goal is to make these greener and more sustainable structures that support the community in a variety of ways. The first is North Maple Estates on Maple Road, just north of Dexter Avenue. The other is Lower Platte on Platte Road, south of Packard. The goal is to get both projects under construction next spring at a total cost of about $15 million. The other goal is to make them lasting, sustainable, affordable, nice places to live that provide a healthy environment for the residents. In order to do that, the Housing Commission has called for some guidance from the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Jason Bing is Health Buildings Director at the Ecology Center, and he's our guest this morning on Issues of the Environment. And Jason, good morning to you, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start here. I certainly know about sustainable building, affordable housing. What is a healthy building?
That's a great question. A healthy building, as we've sort of defined it within the context of this project, is a building that introduces cost-effective energy efficiency measures, reduces or eliminates toxins or contaminants within an environment. We are choosing to utilize materials that emphasize materials durability, extend the life cycle. And we want to build buildings that we offer an opportunity for sustained education within these buildings so that folks using the buildings will be able to get the most out of our quality improvements.
Sustained education. Give me an example of what that would be. I move into it. I have my own unit now. How am I going to be educated moving forward on how to best take advantage of this building?
Mm-hmm. So a couple areas that we would emphasize. One would be just the types of products that we would use to clean a home, let's say. I mean, we would use non-toxic, healthy cleaners to clean up in general. We would provide basic educational opportunities around energy management, how we utilize a thermostat, how we turn lights on and off. Oftentimes, just with simple interventions, we can save a whole bunch of money for the occupants and improve the health.
In other buildings like this across the country, as we embark on this endeavor here, have we found that tenants take to it, they learn, and they grow from it, and then take that out into the community?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of examples of success. And really, some of the new research that's being done on the benefits to the community when you improve the health of the quality of these environments to improve the health of its occupants, the benefits to the community are substantial. Reduced trips to the emergency room, improved attendance at school. Mom and dad don't have to take care of sick kids, so they are employable. There's a ton of economic benefits in addition to, just improving the quality of life.
So healthy building goes well beyond just creating an environment where your asthma doesn't kick up.
Absolutely.
That also might help address one of the bigger issues that we run into with affordable housing in any given community, and that's kind of the NIMBY attitude of not in my backyard. I understand the need, but I don't want my property values going down because you've chosen to build subsidized living units near my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why our emphasis is really on the qualitative approach to these spaces and the sites themselves. So we're going to look at interesting ways to utilize the site, make sure that we integrate sustainable landscaping approaches, look at ways to utilize community gardening and permaculture to really make these beacons of sustainability. And then the building stock themselves, we want these to be long-lasting buildings that are going to be pristine examples of affordable housing long-term. So we believe that we can actually add value to the neighborhoods where these units are being built.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Jason Bing. Jason is Healthy Buildings Director at the Ecology Center. We're discussing building healthy, sustainable, affordable housing in Ann Arbor. Part of what it seems to me is going to be necessary is kind of raising the level of tenant standard. I think there's, maybe it's a misperception, but there is a perception that sometimes when there's affordable housing built, that it isn't taken care of well enough by the tenants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, part of our emphasis is going to be a sustained educational approach where we have folks that are you know, as best we can, really hands-on. And that's ways that we can also engage the community in this process, working with residents, getting involved on sites, and hopefully, you know, providing this longer-term sustained behavioral shift where we can think about these sites as quality, again, sort of beacons of sustainability.
Well, we talk about sustainability, and just sustaining day-to-day sometimes is difficult for folks, and affordable housing can be very subjective. Are these two establishments in Ann Arbor going to be affordable to a minimum wage worker?
That's a great question. And, you know, it is a real challenge to provide or to find affordable housing in a community like Ann Arbor where property values are
much higher.
Yeah, and there's a couple ways that we're going to try to address the affordability of these homes. One is through these interventions in energy efficiency. We want to dramatically reduce the overall cost burden for residents and occupants in these facilities. The standard or the typical low-income household can pay as much as four times what an average household pays in discretionary income annually towards energy costs. So we want to, you know, cut that in half if we can, or more. And we want to, so, you know, we can make these more affordable in that sense. But actually, by increasing the quality of the buildings and reducing the overall potential triggers for trips to the doctor and, you know, and the health care costs that could be associated with substandard housing, we think we can make these units more affordable just by making them healthier spaces for people to live in.
And again, we come back to that term, healthy buildings. It goes well beyond just physical health. What is the more broad goal, the longer-term goal of these endeavors? It almost seems like this is an experiment in a new way of thinking about affordable housing.
Yeah, what we want to do is really think about ways that, you know, we can make these quality interventions, but also identify opportunities to measure and evaluate the successes or potential failures of specific interventions so that we can then tell that story and get that information out there to, you know, a broader conversation about what is quality, healthy buildings.
How long will you take after these two particular complexes are built to assess success?
I think in a perfect world, we would continue to evaluate, you know, as long as we
ongoing.
Possibly could, yes. But I think, you know, at least a 2-year window would be at minimum what we're talking about.
Where can we find more information about healthy, sustainable buildings and about the North Maple Estates and Lower Platte complexes in particular?
We can find more information at the Ecology Center's website, www.ecocenter.org, and we'll be posting information about the progress and opportunities for folks to get involved in the project as they come along.
We'll look forward to it, and I thank you for your time and the information this morning.
Thanks so much, David.
That is Jason Bing. Jason is Healthy Buildings Director at the Ecology Center. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.